Today in the from the book of Revelation, we hear Jesus' words through the prophet and through the evangelist, St. John, the words to the church in Laodicea, which should really shake us. If you ask the saints what is the most dreadful condition that a Christian can be in, it might surprise you that many of them would say, and maybe even in unison say, that the worst condition a Christian can be in is a Christian who is lazy, who is slothful. Jesus speaks to us in the church in Laodicea today. He says, I know your works. I know that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. I will spit you out of my mouth, Jesus says. It's hard to imagine Jesus even saying such a thing, but here we have him telling us, those of us who are lazy, who do not do the work that God asks us to do, to take up that cross, if we think about it, God actually does everything for us. Everything that we have is his. All of our actions, all that we have should belong to him. And so any hesitation to do what he asks us to do is a sort of laziness to some degree or other. And Jesus is waking up the church in Laodicea to their laziness, to their lukewarmness. Jesus gives this little piece to them. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Yes, you're lazy, but I'm here to help you be on fire with love for your brothers, for your sisters, and for God. And you'll notice there's an image that you can find very easily, Jesus knocking at the door on the internet. You could just type that in. Jesus knocking at the door, and what you'll notice is that there is no door handle on Jesus' side. The only way Jesus can get into our hearts, into our laziness, is if we let him in, welcome him in. And we can see that desire in the heart of Zacchaeus today. He runs, and even though he's really short, climbs up the tree. He wants to see Jesus. And how happy he is when Jesus said he's coming to his house. And then you can see the laziness of the followers of Jesus. They all began to grumble, well, if Jesus knew who this was, right, he wouldn't go to his house. So we can see how laziness and slothfulness creep in. We need to be like Zacchaeus, climbing the tree, admitting we're sinners. And then Jesus will come, and he will walk in, bring us that joy that we need to be true followers. Brothers and sisters, let's prepare to welcome Jesus into our homes. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter into my roof. He comes to us in this Holy Eucharist this morning. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him.